and let us take you down to the field where Cobra is standing by as practice is wrapping up. And guys are making a beeline out of here. Cobra, do you have us?
I actually do. Hey, Anthony. Anthony. You got a quick sec?
Yeah.
You look really tired. This is Anthony Spencer. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Is it a tough practice today?
It wasn't too bad. Nice weather, though.
Is it different from, can you tell the difference in, hey, how's it going? It's good to see you. Can you tell the difference as far as...
It's about the same. I mean, the weather's about the same. You get the same amount of running in. Actually, we seem like we get a little bit more running in. So this grass is not really hard on your body at all. So, I mean, it's good right now.
Now, as far as the diamond earrings go, are those real?
Yeah, they are.
Is that a signing bonus treat to yourself?
It
or
was.
What? Really?
If I ever bought myself.
For real?
Yeah.
Are your nipples black?
Did you drive an expensive car in college or anything?
I had a Tahoe. It was a 98.
98?
Expensive, yeah.
Did your parents buy it for you, or did you, was that a
Are your nipples
thing?
Black?
I got it for myself.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it a lease or anything? Because you hear these kids in college, all these, like, really good players are getting these leases now, and it's real sketchy.
I went to Purdue, man. They don't do that there. Who are you talking about?
Oh, come on. Come on, man.
None of that. We had no boosters.
Okay, what did the earrings cost you?
I have no idea. I mean, that was like 3 years ago. I had to say $600-$700.
And, well, that's not bad.
No, not bad at all. I mean,
and is that the only ones you wear? Do you wear, like, hoops or anything?
No hoops. I got
you're kind of gay.
Some other studs, but that's about it. I got, like,
two pairs. Pawn them.
Are they all diamonds, though? Like, they all have a diamond base quality?
Yep.
Do you like all trying new restaurants?
I mean, diamonds are man's best friend. You know that?
I think so. Yeah. Now, you got an old lady? You married or anything?
I'm not married, no.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Solid?
Pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah, how long y'all been going out?
9 months.
Do you like only the best
local
food?
Gal?
Yep, local.
Like Dallas girl?
Yeah, Dallas girl.
Well, that's nice. Where'd you guys meet? Church?
Yeah, at church.
I don't believe you.
It's the best place to meet a girl.
Okay, David Beeler told us he met his girlfriend at Hooters. Was it a more classy joint than Hooters?
Yeah, way more classy than that. I mean, it's church. I'm serious.
Was oh, it for real was?
No, it wasn't at church. I'm just joking.
Okay, was it
you were two
Chili's or anything?
Actually, I was at a mutual friend's home.
Okay, well, that's nice. Does she like the beard?
She loves it.
Come on, man. She wants you to shave it, doesn't she?
Nope. She wants it to get longer.
Oh, wow.
That's the only reason why I still got it.
Well, that's kind of crazy. Now, what was the best gift you bought your mom after you got your dough?
Ooh. No debt.
You got her out of debt?
I got her out of debt. I mean, that's probably the best thing. Yeah.
Now, how old's your mom?
She's 49 now.
That's pretty young still. Yeah. She with your dad still?
Nope. Split up when I was 13, 14.
Really?
Yeah.
She get remarried?
Yep.
You like the other guy?
Yep.
Fake dad?
Fake dad, yeah.
Is he cool?
Yeah, he's real cool.
Would you?
What about your dad? You still tight with him?
Not so much.
Oh, no. Okay. No. We'll steer away from that.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Well, good luck. We'll talk to you down the road, man.
All right. Thank you.
You didn't ask him if he liked trying new restaurants.
You know what? Would you guys shut up?
Why? We're trying.
Like
we are
trying
helping.
New restaurants?
No, you're not.
Do
it's
you like only the best food.
Who are these guys with the massive dreads?
Well, ask them.
There's like two guys.
Why are you asking us this? We can't even see it.
It's more of a hypothetical. It's not. Let's talk to our friend Sarah real quick. Hey, Sarah. This is our reporter friend that we talked to in San Antonio. Who are the guys with the dreads here?
I think he's from the crew of Entourage, actually. We got kind of the inside scoop.
Crew of Entourage?
Yeah, you know, like probably a photog or
a grip.
Possibly. I bet you he's a little higher up than that.
Grip.
Don't you think?
I don't know. He looks intimidating. And weedy. He looks very weedy.
Do you see him talking to Jerry Jones out there?
No.
He's got the inside track.
Really? Okay. We'll go find out who he is. Thank you.
Ask if she has the inside track.
No, she doesn't have the inside track on anything. Oh, there's Miles Austin wearing a Texas Ranger hat.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was a big Yankees guy.
I believe he is a big Yankees guy.
All right, go ask him about
confront
Kim
him.
Kardashian.
No.
Yes,
confront
come on.
Him about his cap.
We got to get the skinny on this.
Hi, Brad.
You didn't believe me when I told you yesterday.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Was that Brad Sham?
No, it's not Brad Sham.
It's Brett Daniels.
Find him
it's Brett. It's Brett Daniels.
You need to find Brad.
Brett
Happy
Ship.
Birthday.
Thank you. All right, no problem.
Miles, how are the Yankees going to feel about your sudden turncoat and cheering for the Rangers?
I wouldn't say it's a turncoat, you know. Sometimes you gotta be a man when you lose a bet.
What was the bet?
That if the Rangers and Yankees split the series, I'd have to wear Ranger hat.
Split. The Rangers beat him 2 out of 3, didn't they?
No, it was one out of two.
It was just 1 out of 2.
Oh, that's right. It was, yeah, it's 1-1. So you're that confident in the Yankee prowess.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Now, have you ever been to, did you go to a lot of Yankee games like growing up or anything?
All the time.
Did you really?
Oh, always.
Were tickets hard to come by?
No, I mean, in the bleachers, I remember it being $8 a ticket, so.
Well, like, were you there in the Halcyon days in the late 90s or anything?
$8.
Is that when you were?
From the late 80s, actually. I remember, you know, Mel Hall, Roberto Kelly, Bernie, obviously.
Mel Hall's.
Are your nipples black?
I don't know how he's doing it now.
Okay, now.
Tell him he's in jail.
Yeah, he's in jail, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know
that. For diddling.
All right, ask about Kim Kardashian. Did they break up?
Okay.
I'm actually stepping up out of here, though.
Yeah, he's trying to.
He's trying to get away from you.
Yeah, there's no doubt he is. There's
he
no
hates
doubt.
You.
But he likes you.
No, he doesn't.
Come on.
Nobody likes him.
Okay, watch how I phrase this. I see you've updated your Facebook status to single.
I don't even have a Facebook.
Oh, well, sorry. Is it true? Yeah.
Who's
he nodded
that?
His head.
God, listen to the fans as he goes off. All because of that.
Yeah. Hey.
Who was that last person?
That was him. Of him.
The Facebook status?
Yes.
Oh, God, it didn't even sound like him.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hi, sweetie. Come find us when we're done, okay? We're right there.
Who's that?
Gina Miller.
Gina. It's pronounced
to you,
Gina.
Gina. To me, Gina.
And right, you are
Gina was a character.
Gina,
40-year-old virgin.
Who is this? Oh, is this Roy? Yeah, it's Roy.
Roy.
Okay, let's see. Roy Williams. He hates Norm.
Yeah,
Norm.
Call him Norm.
Hitting it on with each other. It's been great.
You've always said the chemistry with Antonio is getting better. Did you see more of that when you got down here?
No, I saw it in OTAs, like I've said 100 times. I mean, it's been good.
Boy, this
started
is boring.
Out the first game in the red zone. We had against the Bengals, we had a few missed opportunities there.
I have a feeling you've missed a lot of opportunities.
So we're looking forward to this game. It's a good defense.
There's Marty B right behind you.
You think the chemistry would be better if you guys moved in together like as an odd couple experiment?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, not at all.
You don't want to move in with anybody?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good to myself.
Move in with you.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Did you see some improvement today with the offense?
Yeah, I mean, it was back to who we are.
Boring!
Making plays down the football field, move the ball
right,
up and down the field in 2 minutes. And, you know, that's our strength.
Big
our strength.
Black guys.
And, stop it.
No huddle, just get after it.
If you had to pick one guy that you had to live with for 6 weeks during training or outside of training camp, I mean, who would it be? Just as a living situation,
Mr. Jerry Jones,
because of the what
he
ladies he
likes
might
to
bring
try
in
new
for
restaurants?
You?
No, because he could pay the rent.
You'd make him pay?
No question. He's a live-in.
Would you try new restaurants?
All right, we're moving on from Roy. Although I like Roy. Roy's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Listen, not everyone can be as funny as you, okay?
He ain't funny.
No, I'm not funny.
Well,
you're supposed to be the funny man on the station, Mr. E News.
Oh, okay.
No. Ryder ain't funny.
See?
Although we all know there's only one funny guy on the station.
Well, that's Gordon.
Yeah.
Do you like trying new restaurants? Do you like only the best food?
I think Jake Z is doing some good.
Jake Z?
Yeah.
No,
some
I don't
old
think so.
I find him to be pretty humorous. You want to talk to Wade? You don't sound too enthused.
Well, I do. Of course, we talk to Wade.
I'm a little disappointed with the way this is going.
Oh, there's a Sterminator.
Let me support this segment.
Okay. I'm walking side by side with the head coach of the Cowboys.
Tackle him.
And Sturm.
Sports Center.
Okay. Wade, I'm stalking you, basically. First it was our morning show with Gordon, and now it's me. I know that he had quite a few run-ins with you. I'm his counterpart in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, I won all of those, you know.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of them. You're quite the quick-witted fellow.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever do any stand-up growing up? Was that a passion of yours?
Stand-up?
I tried to stand up. I sat down most of the time, though, and that's...
See?
There you go.
Most of the time...
Now, how many times have you got
this duty?
How did I?
Duty.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, you mean coming to L.A.?
Yeah,
no, duty. I totally agree. I don't know. They didn't send the morning show because it's too early, so they sent us.
Well, he'll be glad to know that.
Now, how many times have you been down to Los Angeles, like to the Viper Room or anything, over the last couple of days?
It's hard to count them.
Like lunch and breakfast?
Like none. Okay.
All right.
You don't get out of here very much, you know.
No, I you probably don't. So you hadn't had a chance to hit like a legs and eggs buffet or anything?
No, I haven't, no. That's my wife's right here.
Oh, that's your wife. Well, you answered that correctly then.
My friend and my wife.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, you got to bring them both, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Phillips, how are you?
I'm good.
Enjoying your time here? Did you go down to San Antonio?
I did. I was there for a little while.
You like this better, though, don't you?
I like both of them.
No, you don't.
Now, are you having to stay with him and, like, watch film and stuff?
I stay with him, but I don't watch the film.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You guys watch movies and stuff at night?
It's in late.
I don't see her except after practice and then... late at night.
What was the last movie they saw?
What's the last movie you guys saw together at the theater?
When was the last time you got laid?
I wish you wouldn't ask. Which one did we see?
Star Wars?
We saw one, but we can't remember the title, so if that tells you anything.
Mouth-watering melons.
Come on, guys. What's the best restaurant Wade has taken you to here recently?
Here recently?
Yeah.
Recently.
Eating out.
Like a birthday or anniversary or something like that?
Chucky Crammers, maybe?
Yeah.
Dallas. Oh. Well, there's tons of restaurants in Dallas we go to.
Do you like trying new restaurants?
What's your favorite? What's the biggest surprise Wade surprised you with?
Oh, he surprises me. He surprised me with jewelry one Christmas that I wasn't expecting.
Del Taco's good.
Well, that's nice. See? You still got a little romantic in you, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
All right, I see Wade's very uncomfortable. Mrs. Phillips is more comfortable with this, so we'll move on. All right, gang, we'll see you. Be good.
Thank you.
Steak and Shake.
I don't know.
I thought that was him for a second.
Steak and Shake. Hey, we got a very exclusive interview with his wife.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. Mrs. Phillips.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping it's Mrs. Phillips.
What's her
Welcome
first
to
race name?
Week on Sports Radio 3.
Not Rich Phillips.
Sort of walk about up.
All right, let's see here. Are things clearing out? What time we got?
We're taking it up.
6:31. Is that all you have?
Yeah.
Come on, we got time for a little bit more.
All right, should I go back to Roy Williams and ask him the exact same question?
yeah, go back and ask him the same
question. No, you didn't want me to, Mr. Jerk.
Mike's like the little kid that wants you to read the story to him for the 11,000th time.
Just one more.
Really? Let's just do one more.
Do it again. Do it one more time.
That's quite a story.
Tell it again.
Oh, there's Jerry.
Jerry who?
Surrounded by
okay, well,
Jerry Mathers.
Well, go bust it up.
Dude, talk to him. Get a liner.
A Boone O.
Ask him liner? If he's
really?
Still friends with Boone O.
Ask him if he's still trying to push them together.
Yes.
Push them together.
Yes, well, first of all, we're excited.
Well, everything's really exciting.
Pleased with the report.
We're so excited.
With Mark Colombo. He just won't quit practicing. But he had actually 5 loose bodies and shows you his toughness or shows you his mental foundation, the fact that he was playing with those. One of them finally got in a spot there in his knee.
Stop doing things that suck.
Gave him too much trouble, and so he's probably in surgery right now, and we'll have those out, and hopefully within a short, relatively speaking, short period of time, we'll be back out there. It does give guys like Brewster, number 79, it gives guys like Sam Young, gives them a real opportunity, and we may take a look at Baron out there before Colombo gets back to where he's played tackle, so I look at it as a chance to see young guys. We know what Colombo can do. We just got.
Hey, Y&T's coming to town next week.
Jerry, I missed the. I don't know if you spoke about it, but the little surgery you had before training camp, was it serious or anything? Are you throwing too many pitches?
Breast implants?
Probably that, or too many. Which is, I can't help it. It's just all these fans that come to our practices. But done a lot of that. And if I'd kept that thing probably a little more to my side over the last few weeks,
is it rotator cuff?
God. But that's the kind of thing that it addressed. But I'm fine and in good shape. And it's a little hard when you see you're around football practice and see all the physical work that goes on, too. It's pretty hard to complain or slow down.
It was like a yes or no question.
Can you swing a golf club or spank your kids or anything?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't have any kids. I can spank.
I was going to say.
Whatever.
Genius.
Well, I'm not getting any better than that.
No, you're not.
No, I can spank.
You spank? Spank. Oh, I can spank.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, God.
I think that's enough.
You think?
Okay, yeah. Did I grade up?
No, that was great. Yeah. You ended it strong.
You finished with a flourish.
I hate the peanut gallery back here.
Why?
Because you guys are just so annoying.
We're just trying to help.
That's the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm just sitting there hoping that it's not bleeding over.
That's not me. That's them back there.
No, that was
I'm
a drop.
Trying to help.
Bob, what'd you shoot today, buddy?
Dude.
Uh-oh. Do we have a career round?
We have a career round.
Coming up next, we go stroke by stroke.
No.
Go.